Welcome to American Patriot News. I'm Bill Moss. I'm your host. With me tonight, I got Ed, friend, sitting out tonight. Ed, good to have you back. You feeling better, I hope. We've been praying for you.
Yeah, and, I am. I'm feeling a lot better.
This is the station where we fight for the Constitution over crutching, freedom over fascism, and power over politics. And tonight, we're going to bring you some stuff we want to show you. But first, I want to show you something from our sponsor, me. Okay. I'm sponsoring my own show now. How you like that? Now, seriously, this is Freedom Rallies Across America. This is where we do the magic to try to help people fight for their rights. We not only do rallies, I mean, you can contact me there. I have been off sick. I apologize to everybody if you've been trying to reach us. I have been off sick. I am just getting back on my feet. I will be checking my emails in the next couple of days and returning emails. But I wanted to bring this to you tonight. You know, what we do for nothing, okay? If I go out to a rally, all I ask you to pay for is my expenses, okay? I never charge for doing it. But I've got to make a living somewhere. I can't make it doing this show because I'm not doing this show for profit. And I'm not got anything else. So this is what I'm going to show you. If you go to freedomrallies.net, that is freedomrallies.net, you can bring you up to this page. And if you hit this shop button, you're going to find some of the gear that we've got. We're starting to get gear in and sell gear. And as we go, we will have more gear. Okay. These are all t-shirts. Okay. And you can order them on the page here. They're $19.99 a piece plus $7.95 shipping and handling. But what I want to do tonight is I want to make you a special offer, okay? If you will call us at the number on the front page, 606-493-9586, call your order in. Not only will you be able to see what colors and sizes are in stock immediately, you will also be able to see, the different types of shirts that we got, because we've got the Do Not Tread on Our Kids shirt. It's a very popular one for school boards and other types of protests for kids. We have the United We Stand Division is Not an Option shirts, which you're looking at right there. On the back of them, and it's not showing on this thing, there are two M16 rifles crossed, and it says Let Freedom Ring, okay? That's what's on the back of them. I'm going to have to find out why they're not showing up. Let's click on one and see if it shows the back. Huh. I did have the backs on there, so I apologize for that. I might have to go back and re-edit that. But anyway, you can go to the shop button. You can click on shop. It'll bring you to that page. You can order from there. It's $7.95 a shirt. $7.95 a shirt shipping plus $19.99. But what I'm going to do is if you call the order in, which gives you the benefit of knowing if it's available right then, you're not going to get it for $19.99. You're going to get 20. You're going to get 10% off, which is going to make it $17.99. And if you buy two, I will do the shipping. If you buy an orders of two, I will do the shipping for half price. So it'll be $7.95 for two shirts instead of one. Okay. So you're going to save about $11 on two shirts if you do it that way. So what you do is you call 606-493-9586 between 10 in the morning and 6 in the evening, Eastern Standard Time. That's Eastern Standard Time. Place your order. We take credit cards and debit cards. We can do it over the phone, and we will get your order out to you as quickly as possible. Usually it's the next day. But we are in snowstorm season right now, so it might take a few days to get out to the mail because sometimes you can't even get out here, okay? And the mail can't get back to us. So at that point, it might take, 3, 4, 5 days to get it to you, to get it mailed out. But it ships 3 days, and it is shipped with insurance. Your purchase is insured, okay? We have Legal Votes Matter. And on the back of that shirt is actually the American Patriots Have Responded logo, which is our Rumble page that we do this show on. And then we have the, the United We Stand and the Don't Tread on Our Kids. Okay, the Don't Tread on Our Kids has nothing on the back. All right. But this is a beautiful shirt. It's Gadsden flag gold. It's got the rattlesnake. You know, you see the grass. It's got the bold letters. It's really a nice shirt. And these turned out awesome. The black and red is really, really, I mean, that is the one everybody just freaks out over. Okay. But we've got them in all the different colors, green, red, black, and blue. Okay. So just call in your order. We'll be glad to take your order. And we hope to hear from you soon. Maybe tomorrow. Give us a call tomorrow. All right. So otherwise, we're going to go on with the show now. Ed, you ready to go back to the show?
Yep.
Now, we will be having other stuff on there coming up. Okay. I was talking to Ed tonight about possibly he'll have some stuff as well. Okay. And I'm sure Fran will have some stuff that she'll be putting on as well. We've got to have a way to do something, right, Ed? So what I'm going to do first is I want you to look at a screen. Let me go back here and switch the screen now. I want you to look at this screen, and I just really want you to soak this sign in for a minute. Vaccinated people dying from COVID doesn't mean vaccines don't work. What do you think about that, Ed?
Well, vaccinated people dying from COVID doesn't mean vaccines don't work. Well, that tells me that they're working in one way.
Yeah, we're going to show that way in a minute, because I said this morning on the you didn't get to see it, but the special report I done this morning, I said on there that if anybody was interested, that I would show the VAERS, the current VAERS report. And everybody keep in mind, when we show this, this is only a tenth of the instances that have been reported, okay? But we're going to show you how the vaccines are really working. Now, Ed, do you mind sharing what you just shared with me about your family?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is hilarious.
This is how they work.
So I'm the black sheep. I'm the stupid one of the family, apparently. But all of last week and about the week before, everybody, like 20 people in our family group that always hangs out, everybody got sick. And everybody started coming down with COVID. And people went to got three of them went to go get tested. They're all, we got COVID. I'm all, oh, really? Okay, well, you're vaccinated, though. And they told me to shut the hell up. And then, so everybody got sick in the family with COVID except for me and my brother-in-law. And then it turns out me and my brother-in-law are the only two that are not vaccinated. And they're all, well, you guys just didn't get it close to everybody like we all did. Well, obviously, if you all got it, you all already had the vaccine, that means our natural immunity is stronger than your crap because you got no immune system now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they talk about, you know, that the more you get the booster shots, the more it racks out your immune system, and then you don't have one. You're going to have a shot for the cold. You're going to have a shot for this. You're going to have a shot for that. And as far as I know, did they ever come up with a vaccine for the common cold? No.
No, because there is no vaccine for the common cold.
Right. And there's no antibiotic or antivirus that'll take care of it either.
No, all you could do is take grandma's remedies, grandpa's remedies, and deal with it that way.
I seen somebody the other day said, well, they're giving you antivirals with this. And I'm like, no, they're not. There is no antivirals. There's antibiotics, but they don't work on viruses.
They're giving everybody placebos.
Right. They're giving you the remdesivir. Then you get to where you can't breathe. They put you on the ventilator, and then they start shooting you with the antibiotic, which doesn't work. But what it does is it triggers the remdesivir. And the people that I know that have been through that course of treatment didn't come out of the hospital. The last one I knew that passed away, they said that his lungs set up like concrete. So I want to show you how well this system is working, though. And then I'll explain to you why I'm saying it's working well. Here is the vaccine adverse effect reaction summary for COVID-19 vaccines, okay? This one is for January 7th through 2022. Now, the other one should be out on the 14th, but it wasn't, okay? And we had noticed back, Ed, when we was doing the show before we all got, you know, everything going on and we wasn't able to do shows, we had noticed, if you remember, it was taking them almost 2 weeks to put out the weekly report. And so these numbers now will be higher than what they were, right? So I want to go through the adverse reactions. Now, that doesn't mean that you got a little itch, right? That means you went into anaphylactic shock, or you had Guillain-Barré syndrome, you had, you know, a stroke or paralysis, or, you know, pulmonary embolism. I mean, we'll get to all that stuff, but you'll see what the adverse reactions are in a little bit. 1,033,094 COVID since 2022 adverse reactions. All other vaccines in 32 years, 867,271. See how much higher we are? And look how fast we're catching up in the United States. We're only, what, Ed, about 20,000 away?
Yeah.
A little over 20,000 away from being up to 1994 on all the other vaccines. Then you come down to life-threatening, 24,798 life-threatening reactions, 14,318 of them since 1990 on all the other vaccines put together. We have done went over our limit in the United States, 11,226 versus for the 32 years, 9,963. Number of hospitalizations, 115,754. All the way back to 1990, 82,825. 47,837 in the U.S. versus the last 32 years of 38,790. Okay, number of deaths. This is where it gets real interesting. 21,745 reported to this. Now, these are just reported to bears. You got to keep in mind, there's 9 or 10 other reporting agencies out there. FDA's got one, and it runs very, the last time I checked, it was running pretty close to the almost the same numbers as this. So if they're all doing, performing about the same, you know, a doctor either report to this, they'll report to the FDA bears or another bears somewhere. This is the CDC's right here. This is the CDC's page. If you look up here, it should say it on this page somewhere. Well, I don't see it right now. Yeah, CDC disclaimer, okay? So if you go down here, now we was at the number of deaths. Permanent disabilities. Now these are people that take a shot to not catch a disease that become not just, you know, walk around and can't walk around for a while or something. These are permanent. 37,937 since 2020 when the shots began, about a year ago. Only 20,701 in 32 years. With all the others. 11,625 in the United States versus 12,804 in 32 years, okay? Number of office visits, 161,436 versus 49,298 or 141,379. If you notice, most of the hospital visits have been right here in the U.S. Now, why is that, Ed, I wonder? 47,184 for 32 years. I wonder why most of the hospitalizations are happening here. It's only 20,000, a little over 20,000 in the rest of the world. That, yeah, but if you look, I mean, we're way high. If you compare it, I mean, we've got a lot of, it's like it's worse here than anywhere. Number of emergency room visits. Now, they are lower, 112,146 to 212,415. Or 89,984 to 202,917. Now, I want you to keep in mind, if you kill over and you fall over dead, you don't go to the emergency room, you go to the morgue. So that'll explain these other numbers you're going to look at after a while. Number of birth defects after vaccines. Now, They've been giving pregnant mothers these shots, okay? And I actually seen some idiots on Twitter, and it's a wonder I didn't get kicked off, because I got, you know me, and I get mad. I'm like you, right? So I went on there and I trounced these people. I did invite this lady to the show, and hopefully her and her husband will come on. They went to church Sunday, or I think it was Saturday. They went to a service on Saturday. And when they got to church, the police come out. They called the police on them. The church did. The church called the police on them because they didn't have masks on. And then they had the police take them out, and they threatened to lock them up. Right in South Carolina. Or North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Now, is that their regular parish they went to?
Yeah, that's the way I understood it. Woman's pregnant, and all these idiots on her. Well, if you're pregnant and you got a toddler, you should have that vaccine. Why? So you can have these birth defects, or you can have spontaneous abortion, and so you can give it to your toddler and kill it? Because, like you said, it is they keep saying it's a vaccine of the unvaccinated, but the science proves it's a vaccine of the vaccinated. It's a disease of the vaccinated, okay? The vaccinated people are getting the disease more than the people that aren't, okay? And I'm going to talk about this a little bit more later on. I got another thing I think is still up there I can bring up. If not, I might be able to find it, but... 808 birth defects in a year versus 190 over 32 years with all the other vaccines. And 445 of them are here in the United States, over half of them, versus 103 over the last 32 years. Okay. Now I want you to look at this death chart, because I want to say something here. Yeah, they got the right amount. Okay, 21,745. That's how many deaths in January this year. 21,701 in December. 20,979. See this? The more people are getting vaccinated, the more they lock them down. California's good about locking you down, aren't they? The more they force you in a mask, the higher and higher these numbers are getting. What does that tell you? Well, it tells you, if you've got a scientific mind, that this is our test model, okay? Here is all the deaths, all chart, all other vaccines and unknown. Here those are. 340 versus 21,745. Just this month, just to the 20th. Okay. Look at this chart. Look at it. These are all the other vaccines, okay? I believe. Let me get to where I can see it better. Let me get my glasses on. I don't want to tell you wrong. Okay, these are your weekly deaths. Okay. This is your cumulative deaths going up to that. Now, what I don't understand here, oh yeah, it's all right. It's got the right amount. There's the 10,000 line there. It's 21. Okay. Deaths by year, COVID-19 versus all other vaccines. Now, this chart should wake you up. Here are all the other vaccines. See them little yellow lines right there that's barely sticking up over the black? And when you get over here to 2021, 21,549. Reported deaths, COVID versus all other vaccines, cumulative. Okay, look at the difference. Look at the difference here, folks. You see how these vaccines work? Okay, age distribution of reported deaths after COVID-19 vaccine. After the vaccine, notice it don't say without the vaccine. This just says how many, you know, the age distribution, okay? Now, the green is 0 to 17. That's your kids. This little green stripe. This is what they're making your kids wear these masks, causing them to get cancer. Did you know that, Ed?
Well, I knew the mask caused respiratory problems.
Well, it causes respiratory problems, but here's the problem. When you lower the oxygen in a body, it causes cancer to grow. Okay? 18 to 29-year-olds. Look here. Look how small it is. Okay? These are the people, like in the military, that they vaccinated with this, and now a lot of them are having the swelling of the hearts, you know, and the swelling of the lungs, okay? 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59. Oh, gosh, here I am. Look at this. More people 50 to 59 die than in my age group, Ed, 60 to 64.
Huh.
I guess we're just too ornery to die. This section of the baby boomers. And all this is 65 and over, okay? And these are unknown. Now, how do you not know how 37.8% of the people is?
It's probably your homeless and your illegals.
They should still be able to approximate their age. I just don't believe there's that many dies that they don't know. I think there's a reason they're not showing it. Okay, I mean, that's just my suspicion, all right? Deaths by vaccine type. There's the COVID line, okay? Next one is diphtheria, pneumonia, influenza, hemophilus, polio. And you know, Ed, it's really interesting. The second biggest killer is, other than COVID, the third biggest killer counting COVID, is the pneumonia shot, right? And when you get to be a senior citizen, guess what they push on you?
The pneumonia shot.
The pneumonia shot. Okay, I don't see flu on here, do you?
Influenza right there.
All right. Oh, okay. Right above pneumonia. So the third and fourth largest killer and the first largest killer is the one they try so hard to get the older people to take. Do you reckon maybe they're trying to get rid of some people?
Oh, yeah. They're trying to get rid of the older generation, the boomers, and everybody, you know, that way they can balance the books again.
Yeah.
They're counting on that money for Social Security and everything else that they get to stay away from you guys.
Well, if you remember, the Manchurian candidate, Biden, he said, they're going to take y'all Social Security, right? That was a lie. But I can tell you something I believe without a doubt, and I think you'll agree with me, Ed, they're trying to take your life.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely trying to take your life.
Especially the seniors, okay?
I've been saying that for years.
Look at the number of deaths by days after the vaccine. Almost 2,000 deaths on day zero. That's the day you get it. 1,975 deaths. Okay. And then you go out to the day one, you know, it comes down some. Then day three is down 1,152, 875. But look at all these people that's dying when they take this shot. All the way out to 75 days, people are still dying after taking the shot. Okay. And these are ones that the doctors had determined that are from the shot. Okay. So that's, I mean, I can go keep going through the same stuff here, but I'm trying to scroll down and see if there's something else new I want to show you. Yeah. Okay. Symptoms. This was taken from the FDA document from October 22nd, 2020. It provides a list of possible adverse outcomes related to the COVID vaccine. Okay. Now they're saying possible adverse reactions. Okay. That means it's possible you might have any of these or all of them. Because if you look on there, on that list up there. All of these are on that list. Guillain-Barré syndrome, acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, transverse myelitis, encephalitis, myelitis, encephalomyelitis, meningitis, encephalopathy, convulsions, seizures, stroke, narcolepsy, cataplexy, anaphylaxis, acute myocardial infarction, myocarditis, and pericarditis. This is a bad one. This is what is taking our soldiers out of the service right now. The ones they forced to take the vaccines. Their hearts, their lungs are swelling up. They're filling with fluid. It's something that they'll never get rid of. Once you get it, you've always got it for life. It's the same as congestive heart failure. Your heart swells up. Your lungs swell up because they're, you know, you got all this water in them, and you either die from your heart or you die from your not being able to breathe. Okay. Myocarditis, pericarditis is what they're called. Autoimmune disease. You know what autoimmune disease is? Mm-hmm. It's where your immunity disappears. And guess what? They've been saying all along, if you listen to frontline doctors, if you listen to the scientists other than the ones out of the NIH and the NIAID and the WHO, you know, I always thought WHO was a half-assed band myself. But anyway, autoimmune disease, what that is where you become dependent on these vaccines for autoimmunity. And we showed before how these are like super immunities that kill the rest of your immune system, okay? So then when you get something else, I mean, if it's COVID, it attacks it. But if it's not, it don't attack it. So if you get something else, then you got to go get a cure for that and then take a shot for that to protect you from that. And how many shots are they going to give you this vaccine? They're up to four now, Ed, right?
Yeah, four.
And look at here, right in the middle of all of it, just kind of buried out of the way where nobody paying much attention to it, death. Don't you think that should have been right over above Guillain-Barré syndrome?
It should be the first one, yeah.
Okay, pregnancy and birth outcomes. In other words, spontaneous abortion and what we called it, Ed? It's where the child comes out with something wrong with it. Birth defect. Other demyelinating leading diseases, non-anaphylactic allergic reactions, thrombotopenia, disseminated intravascular coagulation. In other words, you get blood clots, venous thromboembolism that can kill you, okay? Arthritis, arthralgia, joint pain, Kawasaki disease, multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children, and vaccine enhanced disease. Okay. That's what I was talking about, where it wipes out your immunity. So then it causes you to have other vaccine, other things. Here are the cases, total non-lethal adverse events. These are the ones that didn't kill people. Guillain-Barré syndrome. That's some terrible stuff. 2,069 people. Okay. Let's look down here at some of these big ones. Encephalitis, 1,724. Convulsions and seizures. Remember the nurse that passed out and had a convulsion and she disappeared? And they found out later she died when she got her shot right there on the TV.
I saw her die on TV.
Yeah, 13,090. Stroke, 12,391. Anaphylaxis, 43,591. Acute myocardial infarction. That's a massive heart attack, by the way. 3,738. You can just go down through here. Okay. The myocarditis and pericarditis and swelling of the heart and lungs, over 15,000, almost 18,000 people. Here's a big one. Venous thromboembolism, which can kill you. 19,258. Do you want to suffer with arthritis the rest of your life? Because 67,340 people now have it from this. Okay.
I got it already, but I got it from something else.
67 people's got Kawasaki disease and system inflammatory response syndrome. Okay, that's where it attacks your organs and they all swell up, okay? And that eventually leads to death. Every one of these things here can lead to your death and shorten the longevity of your life. Now, you want to throw down on some mother because she don't take a vaccine and take a chance of killing her babies and take a chance of dying herself where she can't take care of them, shame on you. And I really mean that. Janssen and Janssen. You want to see who's killing the most people? Pfizer and BioNTech. See that? They lead the pack. 66.41%. Everybody says, oh, don't take the J&J, take the Pfizer, right? 14,455 people. This is just a tenth, probably, of everybody. Because, again, this is just one of the 10 or 11 reporting things, right, Ed? So 14,455, so that'd be, what, 140,000, right? You had a 10 on that, a zero on that. 144,550 if you add them all together, probably all of the different ones, okay? Okay, so Janssen, 1,907. Moderna's 5,313. Fauci would be glad to know that. He's in second place. That's one he's invested in for sure. And unknown, 91, okay?
I'm surprised to see Genentech's not in there on that.
Yeah. I am too. I'm surprised that they ain't reported any from it, I guess.
Unless Genentech is the unknown.
It might be. There was something else I seen on here I was looking for. I might have went past it.
It's almost like that they're, with all the illegals that they're letting cross the border with the children, whether, you know, that's why they don't care if the kids are theirs or not, is because they're planning on killing off all the adults, us and them, and they plan on using the kids as either slaves or
right.
Molding them into a society that they use them for. They'll raise them as wards of the state.
All right, here's one I was looking for. This fibrin D denier, I'm not sure what it is. But this is a multiplier, okay? And what this is you take whatever this number is out here on the end, like this 827, you can multiply all the other vaccines combined that people got this. You can multiply that number, add them all together and multiply that number by 827 to see what the COVID is giving you. Okay. So myocarditis and pericarditis, it's the second one. That's the one that's killing the young people more than anything. Okay. 388 times as much chance of getting it from this vaccine as all the others combined. Okay. Heart attack, 264 times as much, 250 times as much as stroke. Now, let me tell you, if you got heart trouble, you got stroke, you know, you're prone for stroke or you're susceptible to having a stroke. I'm not taking it. Okay. That's up to you. You do what you got to do. You do what you believe in. That's your job. My job is to see I stay alive. And all I can do is try to educate you on this. Ed, what do you think? I mean, the numbers just climb.
The numbers are going to be whatever they want them to be, regardless whether we, it's whatever they say the numbers are going to be. Let them climb. I mean, we all know it, but seeing, if the numbers were as high as they're saying they're going to be, where's all the dead damn homeless in the streets, like I keep saying?
Right. Well, I wasn't going to show this tonight, but I did get a request to do it, so I decided I'd go ahead and show it. You know what I'm saying? I want to move on with the show, though, because there's something else that's going on that's more, that's, you know, right up to date right now going on that we need to be looking at. And this is where I want to go because it's very important. That's not it. See this? You know where that's at, Ed?
What's that?
That's in Canada.
Oh, yeah, I saw that today.
They started at 4 o'clock this morning obstructing the highway.
They're in the U.S. too. They crossed the border.
Our truckers need to do it. They not only need to do it on the border, all the other truckers, and I used to be one, so I'm not telling you to do something I wouldn't have done myself, okay? All the other truckers need to do the same thing across the country right now. Either just slow crawl through there where the ones that's willing to carry the loads can't get around you, or everybody just pull your trucks off the side of the road. Because what'll happen, and people don't realize this, they're like, oh, well, we'll be out of everything. Well, you know what, the United States government would be without it too. Because I used to contract all for the government, okay? We used to trip lease for the government, and we would haul stuff for the government. They depend on commercial trucks to get stuff down the road, okay? Yeah, they can use the military, but they don't have the equipment that it takes to move what they need, the volume they need. So the government, when Washington runs out of paper and they run out of ink and they can't make no more bills to profit no more, they're going to start worrying, okay? And, you know, as big as the books that they write, you know, for a piece of legislature to order a paper clip that might have 15,000 pages, it ain't going to take them long to run out of stuff in D.C. See what I'm saying? Yeah. So this is what we need to be doing. This is what you call peaceful noncompliance, okay? This is saying, I will not comply. I love this reg right there. It says, mandate freedom, okay? And that's what we should see on all of our trucks right now. I'm proud of you guys out there. If you watch this show, if you see this show or hear this show on the radio, we're proud of you. God bless you. I wish people on the radio could see this picture because it's really, it looks like they're lined up to get into a Trump rally, don't it? Rigs and cars and trucks just lined up as far as they can and just, I mean, going at a snail's pace. And God bless them. You guys keep it up. That's one of the things I wanted to share with you tonight. Now, we had another thing up here, and I was wanting to see if I can find it real quick. I think it got lost. That happens sometimes. I've been trying to get the show ready and do other things. Oh, here it is. This is what I'm looking for. I got a text today. It was on a messenger service. It seems that our government's been caught. This came from, hold on, let me see if I can find this on here. I want to read the first part that wouldn't copy over to this page, okay? Got to find the fifth. Let me look over. I'm looking on notifications. I need to be here. And I met a young lady on this, Rebecca Jody. She's very smart on what's going on with COVID. God bless her. Me and her become Facebook friends today so we could further this. And Ed, she'll probably be coming on the show, I hope, okay, with us. Here we go. There's the one I'm looking for. I just want to see the chat. I don't want to customize it. Jesus. It's being stubborn, ain't it? Just a little bit of technical problems, folks. This happens. We're a low-budget operation. We run our show on Zoom. Ed's a lot better at it than I am, but he didn't have the stuff up tonight. I did. So bear with me. Did I go? I went back to notifications again. I see. There it is. Here we go. We're going to take back the fifth. All right. Why is it doing that to me, Ed?
It doesn't like you today.
It was coming up. I'm trying to figure out. Oh, here. It's over here. How far up is it? I see. I think it might. Yeah, I went back to it. It took me. I went to the top of the page. We've got the Take Back the Fifth is part of Take Back Kentucky. If anybody from Kentucky is watching and you're interested in this, Take Back Kentucky, we try to bring notice to bills that's coming up before the Senate and before Congress, that, you know, the state representatives, so that we can rally people to stop bills that are not good bills. And there's five of us that met Saturday. Now, for some reason, it might be on the mandate one. Hold on. It's not showing up here. But if you're interested in Take Back Kentucky, you can go to Take Back Kentucky and sign up. And then you can go over to Facebook or send me a message. Be better. You can go to William Moss on Facebook, send me a message. And I will invite you in to Take Back Kentucky the 5th. If you belong in the 5th, then you can come to our meetings and meet with us and learn about what's going on and help us fight. Today, we actually beat Senate Bill 126 that was what it was going to do is they were going to start forcing kids when they got out of high school to sign up for financial assistance. If they wanted it or not, they could refuse it. But a lot of kids wouldn't have the common sense coming out of high school realize, hey, I might pay all this back, you know? And they might not really be wanting to go to college. Maybe they want to go to trade school. And right now, trade school jobs are paying better than the ones that, you know, people are, here it is. This was sent to me, okay? Increased public mask use after the pandemic. This was from Johns Hopkins, October 5th, 2021. A change in normative behavior is needed if the goal is to increase public mask use after, notice that word, after the pandemic. They're just following the script, folks. A permanent medicalized security state. All right, now. We'll go up here. I can read it for you a little bit better. The challenges in providing acceptable respiratory protection to the public have been complicated by a lack of research in this area. Oh, wait a minute. I thought we was following the science, didn't you? Published literature is spare in describing the context in which the public would be willing to wear respiratory protection and what degree of behavior change is necessary to impact compliance with respiratory protection guidelines. Okay, so they have to study to figure out what they can do to get you to wear it, okay, to make you to wear it, okay? That's what this is about. Necessary to impact compliance with respiratory protection guidelines, although the CDC and other organizations have used evidence-based communication campaigns to inform the public's misunderstanding of COVID-19 and the risk of disease. The campaigns have had limited effectiveness. Why have they had limited effectiveness? Because they keep changing their story, right, Ed? Communicating guidelines on the use of masks to the public face multiple challenges. First, the science evolved during the pandemic and the guidelines followed the evolving evidence, ambiguations, and often contradictory guidance issued by the CDC, state and local health departments, public health leaders, academics, and political leaders resulted in confusion and distrust in part of the public and created the opportunity for misinformation to be perpetrated. This, along with mixed messaging and politicization of mask wearing perpetuated by political parties, endangered further confusion and resistance to wearing any type of respirator protection.
I'm still on that other page. You haven't switched us over yet.
Oh, okay. I wish you'd have said something because I'm reading all this off to everybody. Let me try to get it to go over again. Let me stop the share and start it back. Because I got another paragraph here. I want to get you out here. But here's the paper, okay? Social science of cultural change. I want you to listen to this real close. A change in normative behavior is needed if the goal is to increase public mask use after the pandemic. Now, why do you need to wear the mask after the pandemic if it's over? See, they're telling you just till the pandemic's over. This tells you they're lying to you, right? Some have called this the culture of safety in healthcare. The same behaviors would apply to the general public. Policy-driven normative shifts have occurred in the past. Smoking limitations, okay? Remember, this is how they got people to quit smoking. And seatbelt use are two examples. These shifts required substantial effort and time. Social psychologists describe two relevant theories that relate to such change social norms. The diffusion of innovations. So they're looking for an innovative way to convince you that you got to wear a mask all the time. So do you want your kids a mask all your life? Do you want to be in a mask all your life? I'm not wearing one. It is time that we do like these truck drivers we just looked at and say, what, Ed? I will not comply, right? Mask and respirators. I'm reading the fine print now. For the 21st century, policy change is needed to save lives and prevent social disruption. Notice it says social disruption. You know what social disruption is? It's when they tell you to do something and you do like these truck drivers out here that are blocking the roads, right? Saying, we're not going to comply with this anymore. You're not going to make us take a shot to haul your goods, okay? You're not going to make us take a shot to go to work. You're not going to make us take a shot to go to the grocery store. You're not going to make us take a shot to, you know, to go out in public. And if it comes to it, then you're going to have to go out in mass and you're going to have to force your way to get what you need, okay? Because they're already 49%, this come out on a poll on the news, 49% of Democrats want you to be locked up if you're not got a vaccine. 29% of all people want to take your kids from you. How long will it take for that to grow into a majority? Do you see why we have a constitutional republic and not a democracy? The madness that has gone on. And all this is through programming, through the mainstream media, programming through people that get on here that talk like we do and try to convince you of something that's not real or something that's not going to happen. And if you haven't watched my show today that I done this morning, the special report, I ask you to go back and watch it, because I talk on there. And there's a lot of these podcast hosts out here, and we've been very careful, have we not, about not saying, oh, well, Trump's coming back in May or Trump's coming back in July. We've not done that, have we? Because we've had nothing to prove to us that it was going to happen, right? That's right. Number two, we've discussed this several times. There's no vehicle in the Constitution for that to happen. Yep. And as far as I know, there is no law, federal law, that would allow that to happen. And if the court ruled for it to happen, they would actually be ruling against the Constitution, which would not be the first time. So you might have a prayer. But if you're sitting at home right now and you're saying, well, I'm not going to jump into this. I'm not going to stick my neck out. I'm not going to start, you know, saying, no, I won't comply. I'm not going to risk, you know, losing my home. I'm not going to risk, you know, losing my job. I'm not going to risk going to jail. I'm not going to risk this, that, or the other. What you're doing is you're surrendering. You're surrendering. When these people tell you, you know, I got somebody on the inside. I got somebody in, what is it, the 17, and I got somebody in the 9, and all this with Trump. Don't believe that crap. Okay? Don't believe it. Because I'm telling you, there's no legal way for him to get back in. I wish he could, okay? I would take Trump in a heartbeat over Biden, all right? The only problem I got with Trump is, why is he still pushing the vaccines? And I've been very honest about that, okay? Because he knows the science as well as we do. Don't tell me he don't know the science. That man researches, reads all the time. You tell me he hasn't looked on the internet to see what's going on. I don't buy that for a second. I don't know why he's pushing for him. Ed, you got any idea why he's doing it? But as far as a president, and the nice thing about Trump is he's not going to mandate it, for he's done said he won't. Okay? He was against mandates from the beginning. All right?
Yeah, but he's pushing the jab, though.
He's trying to convince you to do it of your own free will, though.
Yeah.
But that's what's bothering me about it. Why does he keep doing that? You know,
I don't know, but that's been bugging me too. Even my sister made a comment about that, and she's not even political.
Well, you know, Ed, it's kind of like with God. We're all born with a free will, and we choose what walk we'll take, with him or without him. And we know what the consequences are either way, okay? So I kind of look at the COVID shot that way. What we're trying to do is show you the Bible about COVID, the scientific Bible about COVID, the true science about COVID. Then you've got a free will. And if you want to listen to somebody encouraging you and you want to risk your life, your family's life, like you said, Ed, everybody in your family got sick, but the two of you that's not vaccinated, right?
Yep.
And, you know, if people with COVID shots are still getting COVID and dying, it's not a vaccine. And the thing is they changed the definition of vaccine to be something that reduces the effect of a disease. That's not a vaccine. That's a treatment. But they're hiding so much about what's in it. We've seen it. We've there's hours and hours of evidence on this channel that we've put out for people, right? Mm-hmm. Not us putting it out. I mean, these are like scientists, people that run labs, infectious disease doctors, Dr. Simone Gold. All right. She was a gold letter doctor, buddy. She was top of the crop until she spoke out against Anthony Fauci and the council culture tried to destroy her. Mm-hmm. The U.S. government come into her house with a Roger Stone takedown and took her down and put her in jail. And she's out now and she's got a legal battle. You know why? Because she stood up on the west side of the Capitol building, where nobody went in, nobody even had a riot on that side of the building. She got up and she told the truth about COVID-19 and the vaccines that day. So now they're trying to take her down. And now Joe Biden's telling everybody, if you've got a show on your network and that show talks about badly about the vaccine or badly about our administration or badly about anything we're doing on this, then you take them off your network, okay? So I don't know how many networks we'll still be on, Ed, when this is over with, and we'll be on any at all. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
But what I'm going to tell you is we're not going to quit. Now, the first one to get a cut has been One America News, one of the best news agencies out there, one of the most thorough news agencies out there that not only, I mean, yeah, they did lean to the right, but they also, at the same time, when somebody on the right does something wrong, they was right up in the grill on it. Okay? So that you know, that's equal. All right? That's kind of like us. I mean, I don't hide the fact that I'm center, right of center. Okay? But at the same time, if somebody on the right does something wrong, I call them out. You know, I've called out for Mitch McConnell to be pulled out, Hal Rogers to be pulled out. I've called out for a lot of them to be pulled out. All right, and I'm not going to quit that. So the thing is, Romney's another one. That man needs to be drawn a quarter. I swear he does. Hopefully he'll face treason charges before this is all over. But don't just sit back and think that, we'll get it back come, you know, next November. You might not have a country by next November, the way things are going. Now, what I want to tell you about these trucks, and this is the important part of the show. This is where I'm going to wrap it up, okay? And these trucks that these drivers are driving, they're making take these vaccines to keep driving. They're going to be like the other 80,000 that done quit. Problem is, these trucks move 30,000. That's 30,000 truckloads of freight a day. Sometimes 36,000 truckloads of freight a day. Now you take another 30 to 36,000 truckloads toilet paper, groceries, produce. Produce, the price to haul produce has went up 70%. You want to know why everything's higher in the grocery store? Because he's killing the trucking industry. He is killing the trucking industry. Because what he's doing is he's trying to enforce these, make these guys have to take these shots, him and Trudeau, and they ain't going to take it. And when they don't take it, then we don't eat. So if you haven't procured yourself a home defense system and at least 3,000 or 4,000 little things to hang around the house with, you better do it. Because the way right this is going, within the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to see not only a surge in crime, but we're going to see a surge in home invasions, Ed. And I'm telling everybody tonight, protect your home. Protect what you got. Make sure you've got what you need to keep the wolves off your door. Okay? And I don't give a damn about any law. If they come in my house, they're mine. And I hope that you've got the same backup. And I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of y'all know I'm running for sheriff. Somebody comes into your house, I'm your sheriff. You do what you got to do, because I might be 45 minutes to an hour on the other side of the county getting to you. Okay? Run as hard as I can. You don't have that kind of time to wait when somebody kicks your door in. We lost String Bean, great performer from the Grand Ole Opry. I don't know if you ever heard of him or not. Ed, years ago, down in Tennessee, they broke in his house to rob him. They never got the money, but they killed him and his wife. Don't be the next String Bean. Protect yourself, protect your family. All right. And if you have any trouble come out of it, let me know. I might not be able to financially help you, but I'll pull every string I can to try to get you help. And that's a promise. Protect yourself. If you're not stocked up, you better get stocked up. If you can get stocked up, that's the next problem. Because the shelves, I had a thing up here with the shelves on it, and it's not up here now. I think I do know where to find it, though, Ed. I want to show you, if you've not been to the grocery, because a lot of people, you know, their wives go to the grocery, or their husbands go to the grocery, and they don't. And I want you to see what is going on in the grocery stores. Okay, that's the Canadian Trucker one. Let me go down here. It's on this one. Okay. We're going to go through a couple scene pictures maybe, but let's see. Here they go. Oh, I want to back up there for a second. Scott Hofstra started the Tea Party in Kentucky. Scott was a good guy, and Scott passed away. And I just want to bring notice and wish his family all that we can do. And we'll donate this. We'll make this show in his memory tonight. How's that, Ed?
Sounds good.
Well, I did have pictures of the shelves on here. Okay, looks like I got everything but now. Well, we just stopped there. because they ain't coming up. And they keep moving around on me tonight. But I had pictures of shells. I mean, Walmart, it was all over the internet, you know, the other day when the snow was falling. Said if you before the snow even started, they said if you've not stopped at Walmart, don't stop. There's nothing left. Okay. Shelves were literally bare. We was at Dollar General. Shelves were literally bare. Save a lot. Shelves was really, you know, literally bare. Very little on them. What we did notice, and Ed, and I brought this up, is that what we did notice was cheap Japanese stuff is in plenty stock, is well stocked. Now, you tell me how come the cheap Japanese stuff can get to the shelves and our stuff can't.
Well, that was a question came up before from somebody. You gotta think, all these ships that we've had offshore are owned by Chinese companies. The ports are owned by Chinese companies. Well, Chinese companies are still being told what to do by the Chinese party, the People's Party. So, even if you own a business in America, everything still is in China. All your paperwork and everything, it's still a Chinese company. So if the people tell them, hey, don't unload the ship, don't do this, they're not going to do it because, you know, it'll cause problems back home.
Right.
So a lot of that problem is stemming from that.
Well, and I think a lot of it is, I think we got a puppet, a Manchurian puppet in the White House, that has intentionally shut down our businesses so they can't compete with Chinese products coming in.
Joe Biden should be hung for treason. I mean, either way. He shut down our pipelines and then begs the rest of the world for oil.
And then allows Russia to build one?
Allows Russia to build one, which is guarded, just so you know, it is guarded by U.S. Marines.
We did get sanctions passed on that the other day. We did put sanctions back on the people building it. What good that'll do, I don't know. We'll have to see in time. You know what I'm saying? But now tomorrow...
Nothing will happen.
Tomorrow, they're expected to vote on the voting rights bill. Or should we call it the voting fraud bill?
This whole government, this whole thing is a fraud, a sham.
Well, you know, and the bad thing is they get up and they fight on the floor and then they go have dinner together.
Exactly, because, I mean, even Marjorie, Taylor Greene?
Yeah.
She goes to the same gym as Michelle Obama.
Right. And look how Barack. You know, I got rid of all my chickens. They converted to Democrats. I go out there in the morning and be like, brack, brack, brack. But Barack Obama, the whole time he was in office, it's George Bush's fault. George Bush's fault. And then as soon as he's out, him and George Bush over all snuggling up together. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, kissing each other's backsides. So, I mean, that shows you what we're up against here, folks. It's us against them. That's all it is. It's going to be us against them. You got to realize there's 400 and almost 500 of them total, okay? Congress, House, you know, the executive branch and Supreme Court, okay? If you add them all together, it's like 490-something, I think.
Kennedy tried to warn us.
So there's that many against 340 million people. Now we can take out about a third of them. Well, about a third of them. And you know, realize that, hey, they're just wasting life. I mean, you know, because they buy into all this crap, right? So we can take out about a third of them. But that's still 240 million against 500. So if it comes push to shove, we just got to push back.
Yeah.
We just got to push back. You know, I'd like to see everything end peaceful. I'd like to see everything get took care of, but I don't see it happening, Ed, do you?
No. No, we're going to have sporadic pockets of resistance all over the nation, and it's just going to lead into another Ruby Ridge / Waco.
Look at Australia. Austria. What is it? A couple of the others.
France,
UK.
Seems like everybody else is doing Patriot stuff like the Americans should be doing.
Yeah. And they're going, where are the Americans? Where are the Americans? Is there no longer a land of the free? That's what they're asking. So, I mean, what do you do? You push back. And with that, I'm just going to call it quits, Ed. It's for the night. But if you want to, pop back on here in a minute, okay?
All right.
Good night, everybody. And thank you for listening in. And we hope that you'll come back again. And until we meet again, may God bless you and your home and your family and your children, your pets. And most of all, may God bless America. Good night.